On Monday, Zion Tammuz, Tov Shin Chav Tes, a group of 9 Bochrim from 770 went to a chasana of their chaver taking place in Boston. I was one of the Bochrim. The chasan is also my second cousin. I asked Rav David Raskin Rishus. We left after Mincha with a rented car. The plan was to go to the chasana, come back right after the wedding, Chapat Remel, and be on time for Seder for 7:30 in the morning, Tuesday morning. After the wedding, we went back into the station wagon to head back to Crown Heights. On the station wagon, there's 3 rows of seats. The front row was sitting Shmuel Light, Eli Hecht, and Meir Minkowitz. In the second row was sitting Label Kaplan, Shalom Bella Witten, and I. In the third row was sitting Shlomo Majeski, Yosef Samuels, and Hirshel Marozov. We were about an hour away from New York, near a city called New Rochelle. We were about to get off on the exit. The car slowed down a little bit to get off on the exit. Right behind us was a tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler, zooming down the road in our lane, in the right lane. The driver obviously saw he was about to crash right into the back of the station wagon, so he started moving into the left lane. Nevertheless, the front right side of the tractor trailer hit the back left side of the station wagon, and that caused the station wagon to spin around a number of times. It actually lifted up in the air, and it landed with the back of the station wagon onto a guardrail that was on the side of the road, and immediately the entire car was engulfed in flames. Not only that, the entire road was full of gasoline and it was on fire. Now, gasoline, as we know, does not burn. It's actually the vapor that burns, so the fire spreads very, very quickly in a split second. Everything was a ball of fire. The entire highway was on fire. The car was on fire. The seats were burning. And the gasoline tank was right behind where I was sitting. My place was right behind the driver's seat. Obviously, I tried to open the door. Now, the door knob that to lock the door was made out of plastic, so that melted. And many years later, I actually saw a picture of the car after the crash, and I'm attaching the picture here, that the door where I was sitting from the crash was completely deformed, out of shape. I just physically couldn't open the door. The 3 Bachrim sitting in the front immediately were able to get out of the car. They opened up both doors. The crash didn't reach over there to deform the doors. They went out from the right side, the left side, and the guy sitting in the back had a big nest because the station wagon, the door of the back area opens only from the outside. There's no way how to get out from the inside. And since the car was on fire, there's nobody there to open up the door for them, so they were actually trapped inside. But Eivishter was Magdim Refuah L'Makeh, and actually the impact of the crash of the truck that had hit the station wagon so hard, the entire back window of the station wagon came out as one piece. And when they saw that the windows open, they just jumped straight out of the window. And they ended up a little bit down the hill because, they, as mentioned before, it was the back of the station wagon was on the guardrail, and there's a hill going down. They ended up down there. But the 3 of us sitting in the middle seat were trapped. The fire was surrounding from all sides. I actually saw my hands. The flesh was coming off. I literally saw my bones. And I saw I couldn't get out. I basically, Shema Yisrael, basically almost half your life flashes by in a split second. And I realized that I can't get out, and that's it. And the same thing happened with the 2 who were sitting next to me. Then the greatness happened that the door on the right side, someone came across and opened it up. I think it was Shmuel Light, opened up the door, even though the car was on fire. And Baruch Hashem, we got out. It was a mazel that I was wearing my suit jacket, which was made out of synthetic fiber, which doesn't burn like wool. Other materials, it just melts, and those precious few seconds it pushed saved that my whole arm, everything else shouldn't get burnt. Just my hands were burnt, even third degree burns, my face, my head. We came out of the car, it was terrible yesurim, neroim, unbelievable. As soon as we got out of the car, the the fire erupted even more, and in seconds, in minutes, there was nothing left of the car. No tires, no inside of the car, no seats. Everything was burning. The whole street, the whole highway was burning. We made a quick count to see if everybody's out, and we realized there's only 8 Bachrim, and it was Shlomo Majeski that was missing. Now, to go back to the car at that time was impossible, because a large area around the car was on fire. A few minutes later, he appeared, because when he jumped out the window that was taken out by the impact of the truck, he rolled down the hill, and it took him a few minutes to get back. A while later, the police and ambulances arrived, and they asked how many people were killed in this accident. And they were told nobody. They said they've never seen an accident like this, that everybody came out alive. It was a great nest that everybody came out alive, and Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt from the impact of the truck. As you can see in the picture, that it hit very, very hard in the back of the car, the station wagon, and there were 3 Bachrim sitting there, and Baruch Hashem, nobody got hurt at all. It was Nisim happened. In the attached photo, you can see the wrecked, burnt-out station wagon sitting on a flatbed after it was taken away from the crash site. And my cousin, Meir Minkowitz, is there looking for a silver dollar that he received as Chanukah Geld in Tovshin Kaf Aleph, and together with him is his friend, Gershon Shusterman. The amazing involvement of the Rebbe in these Nisim will be explained in part 2.